Wait a minute, turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me in the Showcase studio is Align founder and CEO, Nathan Popkins. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So welcome to the show. I guess, you know, right off the bat, we normally go into like a story on like who you are and all this stuff. I think that's going to find its way out of here. In fact, I want to plug this by saying that we're going to be taking call-ins on this segment after the break. So if you're listening and you want to call in, this is going to be a subject matter I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of opinions on. And, and it's the reason that this company has really taken off so much. So without further ado, Nathan, what is Align?
Align is a consumer finance company, and we provide money to folks who are looking for generally between kind of $2,000 and $12,000 instead of a loan. We provide them with money in exchange for a fixed percentage of their kind of salary or wages for some fixed period of time. So basically, we're taking by taking just a kind of agreed upon percentage of their income, we're providing them a much more flexible structure that is going to allow them to, you know, should they find themselves out of work, or maybe just some changes due to, say, seasonality in their wages, we'll adjust their payments proportionally. And so it's a much safer, kind of more flexible product than, say, a typical consumer loan that a person might look for.
Yeah. So without getting too heady in this, this is actually kind of ironic. I was telling the producer, at least before the show, that I actually wrote a paper on the libertarian economist Milton Friedman, who in, I don't know when the actual year was, it was in the early 50s.
Yeah.
He had worked towards this idea that essentially you could invest in people, and the kind of the concept behind what they were trying to do was that students could sell human capital investments.
Correct.
And this is very, I guess, reminds me very much of that.
Right.
And so I think the inspiration on why someone would need an alternative way to raise money is pretty obvious. I mean, I'll tell you honestly, like I've got like $200,000+ in student loans from going to Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Go Cats, but seriously, that's ridiculous. But to come up with something like this, I feel like, I mean, I get why you did, you know, it makes sense, but it was amazing to me that people would have taken this and were like, yeah, that's legitimate and reasonable to the tune of where you've raised, what, $30 million, something like that.
Correct.
Last year, or whatever
Correct.
It was. So obviously a lot of people agree with you on this as an opportunity. How did you yourself come up with this, this idea? Like what was the inspiration to go this route?
Sure. Absolutely. And I had read the Milton Friedman work on human capital contracts as well. Basically, prior to founding Align, I had been working in investment banking and primarily covering companies that were in sort of the specialty lending industry. So everything from student loans to credit cards to mortgages, that sort of thing.
Does that mean that you know how to help me get out of some of these current my current strategy is absolutely fantastic. It just requires that I have an administrative assistant answer all the phone calls.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are some great refinancing options.
I'm not looking for refinancing. I'm looking for goodbye.
Walk away.
I'm looking for drop debt, I believe they call it.
That has that is a strategy we've seen some
it's
consumers
not well
employ.
Executed. But no, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you have a background in understanding the problem, so to speak.
Right. And became aware of this specific product through some work that I had done with some student lenders, actually, back in kind of the mid-2000s. This was a product that had been talked about and to varying degrees used in the U.S. It's actually been used in Great Britain and Canada and Australia with undergraduates as a way to fund their education. And I think it's viewed as kind of a more direct investment in that individual, and you're helping them increase the value of their human capital by.
So, in a sense, you know, if I am wrong here, obviously, please correct me. But as I understand this, if I'm a student and I want to take out a loan for say $2,000 to $12,000, I can find a person, an investor instead of a loaner, an investor who can give me this money and say, listen, when you come out for the next set period of time, call it 10 years, you owe me X percentage of your salary. And you may well end up, if you're successful, you may well end up paying more than you would have on the loan. However, if you're not, or depending on what the level of success, you may end up paying nothing.
Right.
And that investor's out of luck, similar to all the startups that would have invested in any of these companies.
That's right. I mean, the structure that you described is exactly right. We actually don't provide funding for students, but there are a number
They're
of
people.
Other folks who are out there. Yeah, our funding generally is for what I would call sort of the post-graduation working American consumer
yep.
who is looking for money very frequently to maybe pay down credit card debt or installment loan.
We should
debt.
Probably talk further about that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
My future is very bright, Nathan. I'm telling you. I promise.
I'm in.
Go Cats. If that's all it took, go Cats. Well, then, you know what? Maybe I'll start paying off. Listen, I'm paying off the Perkins loan. That's the one that goes right to them, so I don't feel so bad. No, this is a brilliant idea. And so you're also working on this from the standpoint of not students, like other people who just want to handle their daily, you know, whether it's a roof. Say it's, you know, because if I remember correctly, you had an article in Time. Wasn't Time?
We were referenced
in Time.
Yeah, I think so.
Where they made a comment about the fact that essentially the average American, if they were to incur a random, unexpected $500 bill, they would be SOL.
That's right.
And that's
right.
Where someone like you can come in and like, listen, this is a rough time for me. I can't afford it now, but it doesn't mean that I don't have a future.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's who we designed this product for. Basically, been a number of studies done on this in the last couple of years, especially coming out of the financial crisis. But it, you know, roughly 50% of the adults in this country have less than, call it, 3 months worth of living expenses available.
Which blows my mind.
Right, right.
Even though I'm one of those people, it blows my mind.
No, I know. It's an incredible statistic, though, right? That we're talking about half of the adults in this country. And it's and as a consequence, you know, those folks are meeting their financial obligations from the money that they have coming in. Well, if they find themselves out of work for some reason, that's a time when, if you've got traditional loans, it's going to be very difficult to meet those traditional loan payments that you've got. And so a product like ours that's going to adjust those payments, and, you know, if you're out of work, we'll adjust those payments down to zero for you. That's much safer, much more flexible, helps keep the consumer from falling behind on their payments because they don't owe any payments then. Generally helps keep their credit score cleaner because they're not going to go through that period of delinquency or default.
I have a human investor. I have an investment in my human self.
Right.
That's awesome. This is so
cool. Thank you.
This is really cool. So I guess why don't we get to the other side of the coin here, where I'm now applying for this. Mm-hmm. So let's say that WGN does not like this show and I'm off the air tomorrow and I need to figure this whole thing out. And so I come up to you and I say, listen, I'm working on a whole bunch of other projects that I think have a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. There is a future at the end of a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. What do I need to go through in order to make this happen? And then what happened? What are the you know, give me an average. What are the typical terms for, say, I'm successful and I repay you?
Yep.
Or whatever. Is it just like if I make $1 million and you had 10%, that's what it is? Or how does it work?
It could be, although we do allow people to cancel their contracts with us. They can essentially sort of buy us out. So there is always an early cancellation option with sort of no prepayment kind of penalties or anything associated with that. But our application process is very simple. You can go to our website, which is helloalign.com. There is an online application, fairly simple. We'll collect a little bit of information about essentially your current employment situation. We do a credit check. You know, it's fundamentally, we still have risk with this product.
Yeah, of course.
And so we will do a credit check. And after a couple of fairly simple underwriting steps, we can generally have folks their money within 24 to 48 hours when they first apply.
So one of the questions I would ask you on the other side of this is, how are you pooling the investors? So are these people who are invested in you as a, like your, as a line, as a fund, or are they independent and you're sort of the coordinator?
They are independent. We made
it's like
a choice.
Benefactors. I'm like obsessed with this. I want this show to go on for another hour.
I'm happy to stay as long as you want.
You're going to be staying longer after the break because this is great.
Our investors are all independent. They allow us to use sort of our own underwriting and then allow us to essentially sort of use their capital to fund these investments. We did make a decision very early on when we founded the company. You know, Prosper and Lending Club and that peer-to-peer lending space was really kind of just expanding by leaps and bounds. We decided not to do peer-to-peer investing. And so all of our investors who are putting money into this are institutions that have, you know, really thoroughly diligenced our underwriting and kind of the product and the structure.
Cool.
Typical terms are, you know, you asked, we'll do we'll do in some states as low as $1,500 and up to $12,500. The average contract that we have done has been about $6,000 in general. And we're taking a single digit percentage of someone's income. And we define income very narrowly. So we're talking just about salary, wages, tips, and commissions. So your earned income. We don't, you know, if you get an inheritance, we don't touch that. Yep. There's a ton of stuff, the IRS taxes, that we don't touch. And we're generally taking, we'll take as much as 10% in certain cases, but on average, we've been taking more like 4, 5, 6%.
Very interesting. So I want to kind of dig into the rest of this stuff after. We're going to take a quick break. We got to, speaking of bills, we got to pay some bills.
Sure.
We're going to take a little break, and then I hopefully will come back with you and some calls. If there's people who've got questions and things like that, please call in now. It's going to be great. I'm Scott Catoon, and you're listening to WGenerator.com. We are back at the Showcase Studio at WGN. Welcome back. I'm Scott Catoon. We're joined by Align CEO Nathan Popkins, who has kindly stuck around to take a few calls. I forgot to give you the actual number. I'm just going to give you my cell phone number. You can call me or text me. This is not my cell phone number. This is the Showcase Studio number, 312-981-7200. Give us a ring or text us if you have any questions. It's raining out, so there's probably nothing better to do than to chat with us on the phone. So give us a ring. Nathan, thank you for sticking around.
Glad
to. So, you know, I wanted to kind of talk about this. You've been around doing this since 2011. Ultimately, there has to have been some cases where this is like shaken all the way out. So I want to get an idea of, if I had used this, one, do you have repeat customers? Two, sure. What does it look like? Like how have you seen the process go from the very beginning to the actual end of the cycle?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've seen that a number of times, and we've had, I can give you a couple of examples where, we've had multiple people come back and cancel their contract early. They say, you know, I'm sort of sufficiently financially healthy now.
What does that look like, by the way? I don't mean to jump in front of it, but so like you talk about the buyout. It's funny. You come from the same kind of lending club conversation where we talked at the beginning of the show, Al Goldstein, the founder of Avant.
Sure.
Always carry a good lawyer. And that's, you know what I mean? And so when it comes to legal, you know, I look at this and go, the buyout thing, that's something you were going to be faced with regardless.
Sure.
So it was brilliant to me that you worked that in the deal. So it's like, I know what I bought into. I know what my buyout. So what does that look like?
And I would love to take credit for coming up with that. This is one of those things that came directly out of talking to our customers and our applicants.
Where any smart founder would tell you. Right. Half the great ideas came from the people that, you know, that tried our services.
Yeah. And we have used a number of different ways to try and structure that buyout over time. But what we ultimately, and this, like I said, came out of a lot of discussions with customers was we basically just give them a schedule now in their contract. We say, you know, we're providing you this much money and you can in any future month of your contract. So our average contract is typically 4 years, so 48 months. And we give them a schedule, just 48 amounts that we say in, you know, month 30, if you want out of your contract, here's what you can buy it out for. And so no ambiguity, completely, you know, everyone knows exactly what that is from day one. It's completely clear. And it is always based on an amount that is less than the amount of money that we initially gave you. So our average contract is $6,000. At the end of month one, you could probably cancel your future payments for $5,900. At the end of month two, $58, you know, something along those lines.
Very interesting. So when you talk, speaking of talking to your customers, what are you hearing back from people as far as like success stories in this? I'm sure there are some stories that aren't the greatest, but I mean, what are the good stories? What do they sound like?
So I'll give you a great example. We had one of our early customers, the first probably 20 or so customers who we funded. She unfortunately lost her job about 3 months into her contract. And so she was unemployed for, I think, 3 or 4 months at that time. She had made her payments up until then. And then once she was unemployed, had no salary or wages coming in. She was receiving some unemployment benefits. But like I said, we don't take a percentage of anything like that. We're only going to take sort of a percent of salary and wages. And so while she was unemployed, fulfilled her obligations to us by making $0 payments for 4 months. To be clear, that did not extend her contract. We didn't make her contract longer. We didn't charge her, you know, fees for that. We did not report any adverse activity to the credit bureau. That's just, you know, part and parcel of the contract that we have with our customers. She later secured employment again. She actually had a got a job where she was making slightly more than she was prior to when she lost her prior job.
Boom, investors winning.
Slightly, so a slight uptick. But we asked her at that time, we said, you know, you were just came through this period where you were unemployed for 3 months. If this had been a traditional loan and you still had to, I think her monthly payment was somewhere in the order of like $200 for her first couple months, could you have made that monthly payment if it had just been a loan and you were trying to pay this while you were unemployed? I said, absolutely not. She would have defaulted on that. It would have hurt her credit score because we would have been lender would have been reporting.
Of course, she would have given some sort of forbearance, in which case you're going to be compounding interest on principal again and again.
Right.
And the number just keeps, I mean, then as they say, the bank wins.
Right. Right.
The house wins. House wins. Very interesting. So I guess, do you mind? I mean, don't have to answer this, but on the negative side of things, what are some of the stories that have led, and this is not about showcasing bad examples. Mm-hmm. This is more about things that you as a founder have been able to figure out. I'm like, you know what? we tried to do this and it didn't quite work out. And mm-hmm. you got feedback. I'm like, you know, we changed this. What's an example of how you guys have, if any, I mean, so maybe you're fortunate.
I think we've listened, we've really tried to listen to the customer in terms of how we've defined and structured the product. So the prepayment sort of cancellation structure is a piece of that. The types of income that we take are pieces of that. I think, you know, some of the downside cases that we've seen in talking to our customers can be, you know, a lot of the folks want to use the money that they get from us to actually pay down loans or forms of debt that they have that may be more expensive or less flexible. In some cases, we see folks who come to us and they say, I need, you know, $8,000 to pay down either my credit card debt or some loans that I have, when in reality, they needed more money than that. And they weren't able to sort of fully get themselves out of the other debts that they had or things like that. So we'll definitely see some, you know, some scenarios where folks are not able to sort of fully get themselves accomplish what they were trying to accomplish, I guess, with the money they're getting from us.
Interesting. So we do have a text, and this is actually kind of funny. The text is coming in from the previous guest on the show, Bob Alexis, who wants to know, how does he invest in, not just in you, but how does he invest, like, how does he become investor in people's self, human capital?
It would be difficult to do today, yeah. Since all of our funding comes basically from institutions. From
do you see a day though? Investors. I mean, we've got interstate crowd law and funding yeah. where we can do sort of. I feel like you could, with interstate crowdfunding, depending on a lot of different things, you could conceptually build a fund that invests in these. It's just a structuring of how it invests, I suppose.
Absolutely, and in our early days, part of the reason that we made the decision to seek exclusively institutional investors and not do that peer-to-peer model was. Strictly a technological one. Myself.
Can you imagine babysitting that?
It is a massive technological.
How's
build.
Steve doing at work? I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Right. Exactly. And so it's a. But I think I could see us potentially going that route by, you know, maybe we could partner with someone who's kind of got
because
well,
there'll be a platform in town. I know, like, for example, locally from the interstate crowdfunding, there's Vestlo, mm-hmm. which is working with small businesses and startups. We actually had one of the founders on this show, Anthony Violi, who could probably talk more about it. But I mean, the gist is I do see the organization around these platforms being able to enable you to still have institutional capital first mm-hmm. and then tag onto the back of it with yeah. a tail of human investors, people investors that want to get in on it. So Bob, you can just wait around a little bit, Bob. That's all you got to do. So anyway, this has been great. Where do people go to learn more about Align and learn more about you and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Our website is helloalign.com, and that's got information on the company, information on the product, and folks can also apply directly online, or we have a call center here in Chicago, and folks can give us a call.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in here. So we have a whole bunch of great shows coming up this week. Kelly Williams from Page and Paxton, Popular Pays, who was a guest last week, is going to be on to talk about a little bit more about their business. We're going to have a popular ride sharing startup, Get Around, and of course, Catapult Chicago. This has been our show. We're going to take a little break here, but this has been our show. You can stream us live on WGenerator.com. You can download the podcast at Technori Podcast on iTunes. You can learn more about us and more about Chicago Tech by following us at Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.